Well, good morning.
Seven,
11, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up, you ace? Oh, boy. It's still so dark out, man. I know the days are getting longer, but it's just,
hey, you know what?
It's depressing.
I know you're trying to get out there and go ice fishing, man, but past couple days, it's been kind of warm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd say that because you're a pussy when it comes to the ice, man. Come on,
let's go. All right. Hey, you know what? Let's go ice fishing. I'll watch you go out first. You drill the hole.
Do that. Do
so you don't need to drill the hole. You're going to make a hole with your
boot. Yeah, right there,
boot.
Right through. Well, you got to be careful because as skinny as you are, you'd go right through one of the six-inch holes that someone dug beforehand. Right.
That's what it sounds like when I walk down the ice.
No, it probably got a little bit of melt there, but we had those really cold nights, and it's still staying cold at night, so I think we'll be all right. I know I do need to get out, though. I went out on Sunday, got myself a few little fishies, and now
so what are you trying to get, a pike?
Anything, man. At this point, I will just take anything.
Muskie?
I'll take a goby if it bites, all right? I'll take someone's goldfish that they flushed down the toilet 2 years ago, all right?
I'll take a friggin' rain boot. I don't care.
Just give me something on that line,
something,
man.
Something tug on my line, please.
Dead body floating in pawpaw. I'll do that, man.
Jeez.
Yeah. I hooked a big one. Oh. Anyway. So, I know. We need to do that. I do need to get you out there. Hey, we got to keep removing right now, though. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Pump it out.
You'll like this story, Hunter. So there was a Canadian politician who got some heat recently when he tweeted a photo of his wife shoveling their driveway after working the night shift while he stayed inside the house.
You found this story. You personally picked this story so you could call me out. I know where you're going.
I really did. I really did. So his wife, Cynthia Reyes, she actually is standing up for her husband, John.
She probably enjoys shoveling.
She did. She did. So this is what she said. Because he has gotten just raked over the coals. Like, you piece of crap. Make you.
Right there with you, buddy.
Cynthia went on the defense of her husband, said, quote, as I pulled up to my driveway, I felt the energy to shovel the snow that fell all night and into the morning. As many Manitobans and Canadians know, it's a great workout. It allowed me to unwind. It's refreshing after worn an N95 mask almost the entire night. The weather was mild and it was quiet and peaceful. Most importantly, I enjoy it. So she's saying, hey, quit giving my husband crap. I wanted to do it. He's not a piece of trash. Yeah. Yeah.
He probably just shouldn't have been drinking a glass of whiskey on the porch watching her do it.
Got his feet
yelling
up,
at
like,
her.
Got his feet up saying, finally, this broad's out there doing some work, huh? Jeez.
Your lines are crooked.
I let her shovel, all right? I let her out of the house to shovel.
Here's what it is. It's enjoyful until that plow comes by and then destroys all
makes
of the
makes that one.
Work
you're like, damn it. That's why you always got to save for the end. Save it for the end. Because if you shovel it, and then you got to do it again. Just save it. Or, I'm sorry, tell your wife to save it for the end because I know you're not going out there and doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, honey.
She might be out there doing it right now.
Honey, you missed a spot. I just want to let you know.
Come on, guys.
Yeah. You're a real piece of trash.
I don't know. See, here's the thing. I like, if I had like a snow blower, I'd fight her over that.
Yeah, why don't you get one? They're fairly inexpensive.
Yeah. They got those electric ones now. I don't know though, dude. I think you need a motor on this. See, the electric snow blowers and the commercial, they're always blowing like that soft, powdery snow.
Do you know there's a different type of snow blower? It's when a snowman hits hard times.
I'm just happy you didn't say anybody in my family.
No, I was good. I was going to be good. I just, once you imagine Frosty the Snowman. Frosty the Snowman under a bridge. So there you go. It's okay if ladies shovel snow. It's totally fine. Two more stories here before we wrap things up. Real quick, if you want your house to smell like grandma's house, Campbell's has created limited edition candles with the scents of chicken noodle soup and tomato soup and grilled cheese. Or you could just make it. That's like
make
the two
chicken noodle soup and grilled cheese.
The two easiest things to make. Like, I don't want to mess with it. I'm just going to get a candle. They're $24 each, and a percentage of the sales are going to Feeding America. So at least it's helping out a great cause.
What's the deal with all the candles going What's to like food smell.
What's the deal with candles smelling like food?
What is it?
I don't know, because we all like the smell.
KFC's doing it.
To be fair, though, I'm sure you've done this. You got something cooking in the crock pot. You come back home, and it's been cooking for like 10 hours. You're like, God, this house smells amazing.
Yeah,
right?
That's you because know? I got food in the crock pot.
That's true.
If it's just the candle and I don't have food to go with it, it kind of pisses me off, to
Good
be
point.
Honest with you.
Good point. Good point.
It's a tease.
Yeah. You try and eat the candle. That doesn't end well. You burn your face with the hot wax.
I'm hungry, man.
Ah! Anyway, so, yeah, just go to camp.com/Campbell's. You can get your grandma's kitchen-smelling candles. Mm-hmm. Lastly, a survey found that two-thirds of respondents, couples, found that two-thirds of respondents say when their spouse isn't home, they binge-watch movies and TV shows their partner doesn't like. 34% said they cook or bake things their partner doesn't like, and 100% of men said they masturbate. How about that? How about that? So they did this survey, like, oh, hey,
the
so what
first two things were, like, nice, good things, and then you just follow it up with masturbation.
So you're in a relationship. What do you do? What do you do when your spouse isn't home?
I mean, hey,
come on.
Look,
and that obviously wasn't in the study. They're not asking people that. But if any guy, doesn't say he's all of us do it. Every single man does it. Ladies, you want to know? You want a little peek behind the curtain? Your man is watching you back out of the driveway. And as soon as he sees...
She can hear the curtains shut as she's leaving
as
the house.
As soon as that car is out of eye shot, that bathroom door is slammed, hey. The pants are off, and it's just, you're going to town. You're going... Jeez. You're planning it. Mentally, if I know my wife is going to be gone for... Like, I am planning mentally what video I'm going to watch. Like, I already have it in my head. I already have it in my head. Yeah.
This guy's for real.
I don't get that kind
serious.
Of free time, man, because otherwise it's me, you know, hunched in the corner of the bathroom hoping that the door doesn't get flung open. I'm like, ah! You know?
Kiki's getting ready to go out with some friends, and Brock gets real quiet, like a half hour before she leaves.
I got Barry White on and the lotion and the heater, man. It's ready
Why
to go.
Why the candles? Why this candle? Why are you lighting candles?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm in my silk robe. I'm all set.
You took a shower. What are you showering for?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Hey, no one loves me like me, okay? Okay. So, yeah, Apparently. So we're watching Apparently. TV, we're baking and doing other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That is your Morning Dump. Ooh. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 106.